Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The odds-on favorite for the Super Bowl halftime show for Super Bowl 61, Miley Cyrus. I think they're just trolling us at this point.
Yeah.
I think they just would rather get us all talking about it and maybe get people riled up about who their choice was going to be rather than finding the person that would be the one most people would be happy with.
Yeah. I'd be all right if it was all Hannah Montana.
Only if she's wearing the wig.
Yeah.
This is the theme. Woody and Jim podcast. Friends till the end. And now they start talking.
Over the weekend, Franklin High School and Centennial High School had their graduation ceremonies in a downpour. It made national news.
The videos were so funny and sad and kind of inspiring.
It was. I mean, they went through it anyway, even though it was a huge downpour.
And most of the kids had like a big smile on their face. Like they realized, like, it's rain, of course.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it? It's rain.
One or two kids had that kind of like slumped over, sad Charlie Brown music kind of, you know, vibe coming off of them. But I think for the most part, they handled it like champs.
Yeah, they said, hey, we're making a memory. This is a graduation ceremony we'll never forget.
People that were putting together the ceremony said, you know, hey, we had it out on the field because people wanted it there.
Right.
It's a great place. They won't run out of room like they might at a different venue. And they said they were pretty sure the rain was going to come later. So Mother Nature didn't cooperate and came a little earlier. So that's why
Mother Nature said, hold my beer.
Yeah.
Here we go.
There was one woman that talked to Channel 4 that was very upset that her child got rained on.
My child, who had put so much into this day to make it special and was so excited, I just could not stand to sit there and see her get drowned like that.
She got drowned like that.
She got drowned like that.
She got drowned like that.
Oh, I didn't realize there was a casualty. Somebody got drowned.
Somebody got drowned.
Oh, no.
There are so many questions I have for this woman. I wish we could interview her because I would ask her, was the diploma all wrinkled after it was in the rain?
After your child was drowned?
Did they have to dry her off with a towel? Did the principal slip it when he went towards the stage? Was her graduation gown completely soaked? Is she the first person to ever have graduated in your family?
It's too bad. She's all damped.
Yeah. It's rain.
It's rain.
It's just water.
Who are you going to complain to? Who are you going to write a sternly worded email to?
Dear Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Dear, I shall not stand for this.
Dear Jesus. Dear Mr. Jesus, would you please not let it rain again?
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
The Pope came out over the weekend and was talking about AI and the future and warning everyone about AI taking over and perhaps killing us all.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's a young pope. He's seen the Terminator movies.
He's a computer science graduate.
Yeah, he knows what's
knows
going
his
on.
Stuff.
Of course, the people are saying, oh, no, there's always going to be a human in the loop to make sure nothing goes wrong. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Did a human tell you that? Or was it a robot?
Ooh.
We don't know. Nobody wants this. The world's reaction to the odds-on favorite for the Super Bowl halftime show for Super Bowl 61.
When it's here, yeah.
Miley Cyrus is predicted to be the next Super Bowl halftime show.
No.
Yeah, I don't see any. I think they're just trolling us at this point.
Yeah.
I think they just would rather get us all talking about it and maybe get people riled up about who their choice was going to be rather than finding the person that would be the
one most people would be happy with.
Yeah. I'd be all right if it was all Hannah Montana.
Only if she's wearing the wig.
Yes.
Okay. That was a better era.
Another sport that may be taken off in Nashville before the Super Bowl that we get is the Major League Baseball. I guess Nashville and Salt Lake City are the odds-on favorites to get an expansion team sometime in like 2028 or 29. So.
Well, okay, that's not far off.
No.
I feel like I've heard this story nonstop for about 5 to 6 years.
Yeah, they've been saying the Nashville Stars is the name they already have copyrighted.
Right, that they've already got things picked out. Everything's happening except for a team, a place, and any actual concrete details.
Thanks for being with us. We post this on Facebook. This is kind of fun. We just asked the simple question, who wins the prize for having the oldest child still on your phone bill? And we got a lot of responses.
It's such a common thing for people to still be on their phone bill like long into adulthood.
Like we set it up when you were 15 and we just figured we'll never change it.
Becky said, I'm 42 and still on my ex-husband's family plan. Woo! LOL. Does that count for anything?
Oh, it does.
Yes, that counts for everything. That's amazing. How did you do it?
Some of these people saying, they have their parents on their phone bill. They're 67 and 72 years old. Parents are on my phone bill.
I think that's probably good.
Yeah.
Because, it seems like when you get up into those ages, they start to pay for things they shouldn't. And, I think that's a really common thing to have them on both ends. You're paying for your kids and for your parents.
Your child can help you avoid scams.
Exactly. Jessica says, LOL, I'm on my daughter's phone bill. So she wins.
Yeah, there you go.
Ashley said, her parents win. I'm 42, still on their plan. I've had the same cell phone number since 2006. My dad retired from AT&T. He wants us all to take advantage of the discount he still gets.
Oh, that's cool.
Kind of sweet. Bad. He did his lifetime of work for AT&T. Might as well reap the benefits.
He put in the time. Yeah, very cool.
Jackie says, my husband. I don't know if she means that her husband is a child and she's still paying for him.
Oh, that goes without saying.
Yeah.
All husbands are children.
And I love Kara. I think Kara might be the winner.
Yeah, she's got a great one. Kara, she says, my mom, I'm 48 and on her family plan with my three kids, two of which are adults and one is married. And my daughter-in-law is also on the plan.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
How can we get on this plan, too?
Yeah, do your parents adopt?
Can your mom just sneak us into their plan?
I like that. That's great. Fantastic.
So Woody and I were both at picnics over the weekend where they had pet chickens.
We were surrounded by farm animals.
It was pretty great. Yeah. We love visiting with the chickens. I love visiting with the animals. My wife, I always have to treat her like a 9-year-old child. Because every year when we see these chickens on Memorial Day, she says, I want to get chickens.
And that's a huge responsibility.
Honey, are you willing to pick up after the chickens? Are you willing to feed the chickens? Kid who wants an iguana or something.
I dropped my gum in the chicken coop. It took me an hour to find it.
They poop a lot. But it was fun to see them. We got a bunch of eggs to take home with us.
Oh, that's always cool,
Probably 3 dozen.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, there's nothing like fresh eggs.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah, we were out there now. They had chickens, of course, at the farm where we were last night. And, there was a goose out there. We were able to get a big old giant goose egg. I assume those are okay to eat.
Let me check.
Okay.
I'm checking here.
Are they good to eat?
Says, yes, goose eggs are edible and actually prized by many cooks.
Ooh.
They, I guess, are like regular eggs, but more intense.
They are. They're bigger and they've got a thicker shell.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll just keep it in the refrigerator and wait to sell it to Bobby Flay or something.
What do you think? Would you say it was the equivalent of?
I would say it's the size of almost the size of a softball.
Okay.
It's pretty big.
So it's like 3 or 4 eggs worth of eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Regular chicken eggs.
Yeah. I mean, and the straining the goose has to do to make that come out.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm sure their hips are sore for a while.
That's probably why they make the noises they make.
You'd make those noises too.
Yeah.
Had to pass something like that.
Totally Hits 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. We are ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by our friends at Tree Fellers. Need some trees out of the way? You can contact them at localtreefellers.com. All right, we have Gracie for the ladies. We have Damien for the guys. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Let's get to know you a little bit. Here's a warm-up question. Gracie, what's something we don't appreciate enough?
A good sunset or sunrise.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. We haven't seen a whole lot lately because it's been so rainy. Damien, what about you? What's something we don't appreciate enough?
I was going to say rain.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. You each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble.
Okay. We start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Gracie, are the official NFL football jerseys made by Nike, Reebok, or Adidas?
Nike.
Nike is correct. Good job. Good start.
All right, Damien, is Sam Edelman a famous shoe designer, food influencer, or tennis player?
Tennis.
Tennis!
No, shoe designer.
All right. Take a big lead here, Gracie. What actress famously drove the bus in the movie Speed?
May I use the screw?
You can, yes, if you'd like. All right, Damien, she hopes you don't know this. What actress famously drove the bus in the movie Speed?
Not sure either.
No guess.
Looking for Sandra Bullock. Sandra Bullock was the bus driver.
Wow.
Okay. Good use of the screw, Gracie. You got a point for that. You didn't even know it. All right, Damien, you need this one because she's up 2-0. What color is pesto sauce?
Green.
There you go. There you go. A little softball question to tie things up or get you back in the game. You can win her outright if you get this one right, Gracie. What is the made-up brand of beer that Homer Simpson drinks on The Simpsons?
Out of time.
Duff. Duff beer.
Yeah. All right, Damien, you need this one. You can tie it up with this. What do people buy at urbandecay.com?
Books?
Not books.
You're so close.
Cosmetics. Yeah, that's where you can get a lot of makeup and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Gracie. You are the winner.
Thank you.
You've won tickets to go see Human League in concert. Don't you want me, baby? That song. And so many more. Congratulations. Damien, it was great having you on. Thanks to both of you for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Okay, a prize for whoever has the oldest child still on their phone bill.
It's a lot of people.
We've had a lot of responses.
A lot of people have their parents on there, too.
Yeah, which is kind of cool.
I get that, yep. I think we're kind of more at the gist of, like, we ourselves still have kids on our phone bills. We're
right.
Like, yeah, they should be paying it themselves.
Yeah.
They're not.
It's tough to cut the cord, to cut the umbilical cord.
Yeah, exactly.
That attaches you to your children.
And then you have to have a conversation. Like, yeah, you have to give me $50 every month.
Yeah.
So we had some responses that were pretty interesting. Amanda says, my mother, Diane, would win the award. My sister is 50-something.
And still on mom's phone bill?
She sounds a little bitter about her sister getting her bill paid.
Yeah, like, how come I don't get that, Mom?
My sister was
50. Christy says, mine are. They pay their part. They have paid it since they were 16, and they have jobs.
Oh, well, Christy.
There's a little humble brag.
Good job parenting there.
Yeah.
You're better than most of us.
Yeah, most of us.
I love this. Lauren says, I worked at Verizon for a few years and would have people come in yelling at me about how high their bill was, like it was her fault. I'd open up their account and go down the list to see what we could reduce and realize they were still having their 30 and 40-year-old children on there and they were still paying for it and claim they didn't know. I mean, I think it's something where the kids aren't going to mention it until
Yeah. What are you going to go? Oh, by the way, I forgot. I need to pay you for this.
Right?
No, kids aren't going to do that.
Lauren says, ever. I wish I could say this was an uncommon occurrence, but it happened a lot. If you can stay on there, Why draw attention to it?
Yeah.
Let somebody else pay the bill.
Yeah, wait by the mailbox for the bill to come and then somehow just get rid of it.
Grandma died 8 years ago, but she's still paying my bill.
Yesterday went to a cookout at my son Jeff's in-law's house.
Nice.
They have a nice farm out in Woodbury, and we had a good time. Of course, it was raining, so we all kind of stood under the...
huddled under some kind of shelter.
Yeah, watching raindrops fall into their pool and stuff like that. Spent a little bit of the time with my grandson, Ollie. He wanted to check out the chickens and the goose that they have.
Yeah, they've got farm animals and stuff there. Of course.
You know, fresh eggs, of course, if you're in an area where you get fresh eggs, you know, you have to clean the poop off of it before you do anything with it.
They're immaculately clean like they are in the grocery store.
They don't come right out in the carton. But they have a goose, and I understand that a goose is good to have with your chickens because they warn of predators.
Okay.
I guess the goose will make a lot of noise and scare the chickens to run inside to their enclosure if there's a hawk circling or something like that.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool.
He's a protector in a way.
The goose will also lay eggs. And so Ollie and I went out to look for it. Now, my son, Jeff, it's well known that he hates birds.
He's
scared of all birds. It doesn't matter what size. So he won't go anywhere near the chickens or the goose. So I went out with this. I'll go with you, Ollie. Your father won't go. Apparently, fear of birds skips a generation. So we went out and we grabbed a goose egg, which is like really big. I mean, they're really big.
Like, how big would you say? Like, compare it to something else.
Probably the size of, you know, a couple of cell phones.
Okay, that's pretty big.
And so we had to take it inside. And the Mr. Clean Magic Eraser is really good at cleaning poop off goose eggs, if you're wondering.
And magic erase the poop?
Yes. And so
there's a hack.
After that, we had some fun. They turned on karaoke, and my grandson, Ollie, was killing it.
Throwing it all into that. He's going hard.
He is.
What's going on?
We were very proud of Ollie learning his first lesbian anthem.
Right? At only 8 years old.
I know.
He's doing great.
It was a lot of fun. If you want to check out the video, he's really pouring himself into the song.
I'd rather see him than half the people that do karaoke anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
A little bit of concern as Metro PD says they're now going to be using drones to check on things like traffic and a few other things.
Mm.
And people are saying, we're getting a little too close to everything in the sky spying on us all the time.
Yeah, is there going to be enough room in the sky for everything else?
Right?
I don't know.
It's cloudy day. No, that's drones. Lots of drones.
Yeah. Last Thursday, they were scheduled to execute a prisoner that's been on death row for 30 years since 1996, Tony Carruthers. I guess the doctor came in and tried to administer the central IV with the, you know, the stuff in it into his chest, was able to fail. Before that, the prison staff had spent 30 minutes trying to do the same thing, and they just ended up calling it off.
They couldn't find the vein. This is nothing about this person in particular or the crimes they committed, but sitting there for a half hour, they're
waiting,
trying to kill you, and they can't find the vein. Hold on, let's get somebody else. I mean, like, we've all been through that where they're just trying to give you medicine.
Right, when they put an IV in just to take blood or something like that. It's
what
like
a bizarre...
Yeah.
Just circumstance.
Weird. So who knows what's going to happen with that? But
it's been put off for a while.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
So at the movies, it was The Mandalorian and Grogu, the latest Star Wars movie, at the top of the box office, made a good amount of money, but the least amount of any Star Wars movie that's ever been released in theaters.
Wow.
Also, Obsession, a horror movie that's becoming a cult classic that made more in its second week than it did in its first.
Oh, cool.
Because of good word of mouth.
Gotta love that.
Feeling good, like I should. When in Durbo, walk around the neighborhood.
This is a sad story, but also kind of inspiring. Kyler Katika was a teenager. He died a couple of years ago in 2024 while driving on I-85. 8:40 on his way back from a family vacation. Mm. They had an accident, and sadly, Kyler didn't make it. But he's inspired a lot of people. His parents have organized, and they've asked the governor, Governor Lee, and he has officially proclaimed a couple of miles of 840 as the Kyler Kadika Memorial Highway. So it's kind of cool. It's all about Kyler and how he lived his life.
Kyler was known as the kind kid at school. He was always a friend to kids that sometimes had a harder time making friends.
So, his parents, of course, very proud, and they remind everybody to be safe when they're driving on Kyler's highway.
Pay attention to drive safely and just treat the road like you're driving behind your loved ones.
Yeah, because you are somebody's loved ones. Yeah,
exactly. And it's a tribute to Kyler, and of course, there's signage that will be up asking people to be like Kyler.
Be kind to others. Treat them like you want to be treated. Because kindness in even the smallest forms can change someone's life, can save a life.
Got to hand it to his parents to take a tragedy like that and turn it around.
Turn it into something really positive.
Yeah, that's tough. I can't imagine going through that.
Exactly. If you'd like to share this story with somebody, you can find it on the Totally Hits 93.3 or Woody and Jim Facebook pages, and also at totallyhitsnashville.com. What do you got going on today?
Today is awards day at my grandkids' school.
Oh, cool.
Charlie's ceremony is at 1 o'clock, so I'm going to stop by for that. Early this morning, about 8:30, Ollie won an award. He won the Famous in the Future Award.
All right.
Obviously because of his performance doing Four Non-Blondes karaoke.
Hey, yeah, yeah. I said, hey, what's going on?
Future star right there. Murfreesboro is going to have a parade for him someday.
Yes. What you doing today?
I've got a few things going on. I got to fire my garbage pickup people because they never pick up the garbage, which is, I think that's their one job. Probably one of the main things I pay them for.
Yeah.
Waste management. Sorry. Bye-bye. Huh. And then tonight, I'm helping out a couple of women who are starting their own podcast, their very first recording.
Nice.
So, yeah, good luck to them. They're going to be great.
Yeah, we'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. It'll be Wet Nose Wednesday. We'll also have unpopular opinions with If I'm Being Honest. And we have more tickets to the Human League to give away playing Gender Wars. If you'd like to play, you can text us. Save you a spot, 615-553-0933.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.